There is a difference that's fundamental between what we feel on an emotional level and what our inner being knows. And to come to a place where it's possible to perceive the difference is really a great achievement and a great help in dealing with all difficulties that one might face. Feelings are part of an emotional band, an emotional reality that human beings carry. They're a layer of the self, but they're not the deepest layer, and they're not the truest layer. They're just a layer. And so, over thousands of years, many kinds of spiritual practices have developed in order to help people witness their feelings without identifying with them. And all kinds of meditation have been practiced for this purpose, in order to let go of the lesser reality and to find the greater reality. Individuals do this more or less successfully, depending on a lot of things, and not only on how steadfast one's meditation practice is, because meditation is only one way of encountering the difference between the emotional self and the inner being. It's a tried and true way, and a way that has been practiced with great effect over a very long time. But there are other ways, and the way of surrender, the way of understanding that all of life is purposeful. All of life comes from a divine directive that one is embodying, and that this divine directive, this divine purpose, is intrinsic to who you are as an individual being. So your emotional self at any moment in time may not know anything about what this divine directive or divine purpose is. Your emotional self may feel that you're just floating on the currents of feelings that are moving through you one moment to the next or one day to the next. And some of these currents may be positive, and some of them, and often are, filled with worry or apprehension, loneliness, sadness, self-judgment. These are common feelings that have to do with a sense of separation from one's inner being, because your inner being doesn't partake of those feelings. It knows itself to be living in and with God, and it knows itself to be absorbing, let's say, or participating in a larger truth at all times. So, for example, if somebody comes across your path in a situation and you feel irritable or you feel angry because of something they're saying or they're doing, that's what's happening on an emotional level. And simultaneously with that, if you were connected with the deeper layer of who you are, you would know simultaneously that there's no reason to be angry, that everything is all right. So the witness part of you would be feeling a separation from the emotional part of you. And very often, one can be feeling those two things at the same time. Or, to take another example, let's say that you are feeling lonely and that you don't have enough friends or contacts in your life, and you don't know why, and you feel judgmental about yourself because of that. So that's the emotional level of what one might feel: lonely, self-critical, wondering. And at the same time, your deeper self simultaneously can take a walk through, let's say, a park or a meadow or some place where there are trees or organic life, and feel a connection with everything around you. It's possible to feel simultaneously lonely on one level and connected with God, who is everything, on another level at the same time. However, in order to do this, there has to be a road that's open so that you experience your inner being. If the road isn't open and you don't know how to travel there, then you're left with just feeling what your emotions are telling you you're feeling. So the road needs to become opened. And how does the road become opened? Well, in the first place, it becomes open by believing and thinking that there is a road, that you are not your feelings, that your feelings are happening, but that that's not the deepest truth about who you are. And then it's possible to look at something that I have referred to as foundational truths. Foundational truths live in your inner being. They are the structure of how you live. They're not what you think. They're not what you feel. They're how you breathe, how you live. And so your conscious self may or may not be able to verbalize what these foundational truths are, because they're connected with being, not with thinking. And yet everyone has them. Everyone has them. They determine the basic structure of how you live, not the circumstances around you, but how you are walking through life. This is your inner being. And very often, it creates contradictory effects in life. It's kind of like if you were walking down a street and there was a fork in the road and there were no signs about which way to go. And you speak to your body and you say, "Body, which way do I go now?" That would be the level of understanding how action takes place without thinking. That your body moves in a certain direction because it knows something that your conscious mind does not necessarily know. That's the connection with your inner being. And it is accessible once you believe it's accessible, once you stop giving so much weight to how you're feeling. Just that willingness to disconnect a little from the emotional level of your being allows the road to open more. And then the next question, which is saying, where should I go? Do I go left or I go right here? Addressing that to the deeper self, then you're attuning more to your inner being. And a way to access this is to stop thinking, stop paying attention to what you're feeling, breathe. Become silent inside, breathe, and ask your deeper self to know what you are meant to do in a particular moment or in a particular decision or in a particular phase of your life. These foundational truths are the divine imprint of God within you. You are not missing them. They are always present. But the activity, the magnetic attraction of emotions has gotten so strong that it's hard to pay attention sometimes to anything else. So another part of you has to know, yes, I'm feeling these things. Yes, this is my experience. But what else could I be feeling besides that? Or what else could I be knowing besides that? That's a way of accessing the pathway to your inner being. Breathing, taking space to become silent, and being willing to allow that another reality is also present. Your inner being is the depths of who you are, and it's the substance and essence of how you were created. And so it's holding the blueprint for your life and the sense of purpose that each part of your life is meant to have at any moment in time. And it's always present. But the distractions and the habitual ways of operating on the physical plane, including paying attention to feelings and to the physical attributes of the surroundings, create the illusion that there's only one way to think about things. And once you're in that illusion, the road gets closed to your own deeper self, because you no longer believe it's there. So one step in this direction is to know that there isn't only one way to think about things. And probably many of you have had the experience of watching yourself get angry and knowing that there was no reason to be angry, or at least that you could be doing something else. That's from the other place in you that knows that. And the same thing is true about any feeling that you might have. So, in this moment, take the moment to focus on your breath and let go of anything other than the desire and intention to go deeper into yourself, to feel your breath carrying you into the place of stillness and the place of oneness, which is your connection with God. You don't have to have any words for this. A feeling might come to you of greater peace or sanctity, comfort, love. Those are all the indications that you're moving in the direction of your inner being and away from the surface of yourself. And so take these last moments of this podcast to breathe with me and try and feel who you are beyond any feeling that you may have been having on an emotional level, especially the sanctity of who you are, because purity and sanctity are not words we often use about ourselves. They seem far away, and yet in this place of stillness, they are the words that apply. Breathe in your own divine being, which is peace, love, hope, joy, comfort. May you be blessed in these efforts, and may the road to your own inner being widen moment by moment and in each day. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.